Sitting peacefully beside the lake, a poem for my dad. Sitting peacefully beside the lake, throwing in bait to tempt the fish, with my rod set up and my line cast out, I sit and wait for a nibble from fish. I'm quite prepared if it takes all day to feed this spot and have a quiet day, just fishing out for just one day. The peace and quiet of the countryside draws me each time. I close my eyes, relax and draw breath. With quiet contemplation, no noise, I switch off. The silence is peaceful, and I nearly doze off. The fish takes the bait, down goes the float. The rod nearly slips from my hand, and the fish runs on the line. With a merry chase, he leads into the lilies, where he hopes to hide. I strike the rod, trying to persuade him, gently guiding him in, as he resists my pull, patience in our quiet spot, as off the fish tries to swim. I slowly wind in my line, edging him closer as he fights. His resistance is futile, as I only want to see him for a moment, and back he will go in, to swim back to his family that live down below. I mean him no harm. He is thrashing about, taking me left and right, trying to loosen his hold upon my line. But he's been hooked. I glide him to me, a golden glint, as the sunshine catches his scales, a beautiful myriad of colour. I ready my net. He's captured as I drag him right in. I place him upon my mat, remove his hook that was barely holding him in. As he watches me, I thank him for coming to say hello. He's a perfect specimen, my favourite fish. The fishes of crucian carp, the prettiest of fish. I lift him up and say farewell and place him back in the water, and then off he swam. He lingers around for most of the day in the shallows, watching me play more fish. I catch a few, but more I miss, with several more fish caught throughout the day as I'm sitting in my peaceful way. He's in the margins, eating my tossed-in food, watching with a lesson taught. Don't just jump right in, you fool. Now you know to watch out for the invisible line that has the bait that hooks you up. Wait till he pulls in his line and hover around and hoover up the sweet corn that's lying around on the lake's bed beneath. For this kind man, he means me no harm, but he serves up nice food, so I'll stick around. A good day has been had by the fish and the man. A peaceful day was achieved just like it began, sitting peacefully beside the lake. Written by Cassie Shipley Jenkins.